Blog Talk Radio.
Nutty.
Charles Nelson Reilly.
Kooky.
Charles Nelson Reilly.
Watch him.
Charles Nelson Reilly.
Every day on Match Game. Smoking.
Charles Nelson Reilly.
Joking.
Charles Nelson Reilly.
Smiling.
Charles Nelson Reilly.
Styling.
Charles Nelson Reilly.
Charles Nelson Reilly. He's on Game Show Network. Yeah.
And away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Oh, Jeff!
How many lumps do you want?
Oh, 3 or 4.
You'll get nothing and like it.
You heard wrong.
Help! 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 I'm losing my mind!
Right out of the hell. Oh,
boy!
Oh,
my
God!
Grenache.
Do you need to relax and get away from it all?
Oh! Ow! Oh!
My name? I'll say man.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, no, no.
I love to sing up.
Giddy up.
Coast in low fidelity. This, quit chewing gum on the air, is the Friday Possum theme.
He's a man and he's proud and he's all Tennessee. He was raised to believe we're all equal and free. Like the Crockett's, like the Jacksons, like the stories that you've heard. He's a man who's a man of his word. And the road he's chosen to follow brings him to this place and time. Now he wears the best Nashville 99. accepting city ways. That's the life of a man who's just one of a kind. He's the man behind the band. That's Bill 99.
Jerry Reed, who co-starred in with the immortal Claude Akins in 1977's Nashville 99. I don't know if it was picked up for a series, but they made a movie. I didn't see it, though. I thought of it, though, because, well, I guess they did 4 episodes. Cool. I saw Claude Akins today as Gentleman Jim Corbett. Was that the guy? The old-time boxer? Anyway, in an episode of Tales of Wells Fargo. And I just thought it was kind of humorous. It was a funny episode. Ha ha. You gotta love Claude Akins, man. He's always good. He's fucking... The guy worked, man. He worked all the time. He was on every fucking show. I'm not going to swear. He was on every show. I was listening to these podcasts. What's going on? After a while, I thought that was like the existential question of the next generation coming up. What's going on? What's going on? Like they don't know. What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? They kept saying it. What the fuck? What's going on? And then the one guy likes to cuss. If he can. He says a cuss word. And that gets annoying. Okay. Big boy. You know, all the bad words. Try to communicate in a more civil manner. Will you please? Anyways, Grenache Network, home of the finest, blah, blah, blah. Monday, Possum Hour. Friday's Friday Possum. And in between, you have to fend for yourself. There you have it.
My brain hurts!
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
Gumby.
Ladies and germs, well, germs only, Professor R.J. Gumby.
Right.
Is everybody happy?
Pass some hours, so suck it.
Oh, sweet.
It's time!
There it is.
All right.
Coming out.
Remember, the number to call is BR549.
Remember that number.
Cool.
I'm on my third Adam 12 binge. I don't know why. I keep binging on Adam 12.
That's a better show than
season 3.
That's a better show that gets credit for.
It is. It's a terrific show.
Stephen J. Cannell was a story consultant on that.
Yeah.
Because he went on to do the Rockford Files.
Okay.
And I noticed when I went back to the Rockford Files, David Chase was one of the story editors, and he's the guy that was behind The Sopranos. Like, well, that's no shit.
And a lot of good shows.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, David Chase.
So how was your week?
Yeah, pretty good. Not a bad week. Good, good week.
Survived the St. Patrick's Day and that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I hit my to-do list up a little bit.
Yeah, okay.
Got to the art supplies, so.
Yeah, good, good, good.
And made my sign, but I make my sign tomorrow. That takes 20 minutes. Got my steps in every day but Tuesday.
Oh, what happened Tuesday?
Number two son came over.
Okay.
And I decided to cheap out since it was my turn and cook lunch.
Okay, what the hell? There you go.
Yeah, the old man cheaping out. So I made some jambalaya.
Jambalaya.
With andouille. Andouille jambalaya.
Okay.
I thought it was a pretty good trade-off, man.
Yeah, so.
And so anyways, I got my windshield wipers, man.
You got those wipers.
Booch. I went in and then I bought really good ones, man. Because I've had cheap-ass fucking wipers forever. And I'm sick of it. Sick and tired of cheap wipers,
man. There you
go.
There you go.
I got the good ones. Probably wear out just as fast, but Apple Cheek says Gumby phone and gives you a kissy face. Can we send her a Batman or kissy face?
Yeah, Batman and one of those roses. Give her a rose.
A Batman and a rose? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's from Gumby. Over there.
There you go.
Oh. Okay. Let's see. I didn't poop in the box yet. They called again.
You're in no hurry to do that.
Nah, they called again this morning. They're like, so, you're going to poop in the box? Yeah, I'm going to poop in the box. Or no, they're like, have you pooped in the box? I said, no, I haven't pooped in the box yet. You going to poop in the box? Yeah, I'm going to poop in the box. Okay, as long as you're going to poop, we're cool. So, you should leave me alone. I didn't get a spare tire, which sucks. That's going to be a day's work there to track one.
Yeah, put that in the back.
That's for next week. Before I go to Cleveland.
Okay.
I'm cool because I ain't going anywhere. I ain't going too far this weekend. And I got to cut my hair tomorrow. But
I did
pretty good on the to-do list. Paid the water bill. And
not bad.
The windshield wipers was huge. You know? So, I'm real proud of myself. And I blew something up tonight.
Oh, great. New blow up.
I just wanted to mention the windshield wipers, because that'll come in later.
Okay.
Windshield wipers.
Looking forward to this.
Yeah. After we blow this thing up here that I got over here.
Yeah.
I was like, I usually blow some up, play a little like rockabilly, something like that, something in a van, Got some Ukrainian rockabilly.
All right. Take a rockabilly out the Ukraines.
In honor of the badass motherfucking Ukrainians, man.
The whole world's behind these guys.
You got
it. Go for it.
And here's some ammo for you. Partridge family. Blow them up. I hear they're Russian sympathizers. They watch Fox News.
Why don't you make like a banana and shit? Holy shit! Shit! Ah, shit! Shit!
I go downtown and roam around, but every street I walk, I find another dead end.
Shit!
I'm on my own, but I'm through all alone. I need somebody.
Shit!
So I won't have to pretend.
What's all the damn noise?
I know that someone's just waiting.
listen to no love surfing, mama. I'm already out of control. Yeah, tell me, love surfing, mama. So will you stay or will we go? Yeah, the rain don't stand to this party. Anyway, I'm dancing, babe. Get lost on my big bed. Of my favorite part.
Shit is that?
There you
That's
go.
Ukrainian rockability with the wise guys.
The wise guys, huh?
The wise guys over there. Very
good
cool
stuff.
Man.
Good stuff. Yeah. I got that twang. Yeah. I got that rockability twang going there.
Hell yeah, man. Eastern Europe. Loves the rockabilly, and South Korea loves the rockabilly.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you North Korea would love the rockabilly if that dummy wasn't their chief.
Uh-huh.
Well, fat
if
guy.
They knew what, if they knew what it was.
Yeah. I didn't notice it was a beat dedicated to me, Apple Cheeks. Speaking of the Possum Lounge, she's got a beat.
Oh, okay.
She's got a beat.
A beat, so
it's a beat. It's a beat.
Ah! I'm having chest pain.
Yeah, that's my excuse over here. Okay, where's our, let's see. All right, this will work. There they are, the Possum Lounge.
Possum Lounge.
With her new beat picture. It's not beat, like B-E-A-T, like, well, you're beat.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
It's not beat like cool, hey man, beat. The beat,
yep.
You know. It's beat, B-double-E-T.
Which is good for you.
Which is the fuck, man. I got more beat news tonight, man. Oh.
Yeah, good.
Check this out. We'll skip ahead.
Good.
Drinking beetroot juice regularly could help us avoid dementia as we get older.
Oh,
is there nothing this shit doesn't do?
Oh.
Come on, man.
That's one of my biggest fears, because I know I'm headed that way. My noggin's going to go first. I
want
to go loopy.
They got beet, like chewies. Little,
okay.
Lozenge thing you can buy at the health food store that you could get some beets in that way. You know, like
there you go.
Drink them. Amazing. I'm just scratching the surface on this beat thing.
Uh-huh.
So thank you for the beat.
I may have to try it.
Apple Cheeks. I think we're all going to benefit from beets. This show is brought to you by beets.
Is there any beer? Is there any brew that has the beet juice in it? I bet you there is.
Oh.
You can find a beer that has it.
Beer with beets. Let's see.
Oh, beet beer.
Juice? Beetroot beer, man.
There you go. Close enough.
Oh, ma. This is the answer to everything.
I'm going to take my chances on that match.
The Belgians. The Belgians are brewing a beetroot beer, man. A thirst-quenching ale, as a matter of fact.
It makes sense.
Get the fuck out. Man. It's like, you know, it seemed like everything was going to shit and getting shitty. Beets have just changed everything.
Save the world. Beets save the world.
It's a whole new age. It's the age of beets. The beet,
it's a whole new
beet
generation.
The beet generation, double E.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep.
Speaking of beet, there's Daddy G. Har, har, har.
Daddy G. Daddy G.
He's got a show here on Beet Radio, Beet Talk Radio. Saturdays at 9 Eastern Time, Night with Daddy G over here.
All right.
And,
Night with Daddy G.
Yeah, I think he's going to be dedicating Saturday night show to beets. but no, they have like these little chewies, like, what do I say, gummies. Or
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a, I don't know.
All right, that works.
Yeah, BB-80, man. Let's see what they got over at the grocery store, man. In the pharmacy department.
Man. Check out the dollar shop.
Yeah, they could have some beet shit, man.
Yeah, beet shit.
Buy some beet. We need more beet products, man. All right. Thanks for coming, Dad G. Thanks for coming to Apple Cheeks House. And there's Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake. It
Dr.
Matters.
Cake is here holding court. She says it's the snow, it melts, and then it freezes. And then it melts and it freezes. So. Still, she's
it's
still battling winter.
Here.
Man, my whole flower bed, everything came up, everything, single thing I planted came up.
All right, nice. I like that one picture you posted, yeah.
My crocus, man, those are pretty. They all came up, and they're the only things that have flowered yet, though. But another couple of days, I'm going to have a whole bunch of party.
There you go.
Yeah, man. My hyacinth's ready to burst. Any day now. Hopefully the color goes with the crocuses. I think I got it. It's like a purple. I'm not sure. I'm not real good at
purple
colors.
That's Dr. Cake's color.
I know.
There you go.
Cake, I got purple and orange in my flower garden. That's the theme. All right. She says they don't have flowers. It's too cold.
All that snow. Yeah.
It wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake, at least.
No, it wouldn't be.
No. Hopefully, the dulcet tones of Possum Hour can keep you warm. Yeah. All right. And there's Fort Prefect. Sinister planetary... Interplanetary mensch.
Yes.
Ooh, I like
he's
that.
He's got a big show coming up tonight.
Well, that's right.
Tomorrow morning. Yeah.
Body parts? Is it body parts?
Body parts. Yep.
It wouldn't be all of us waiting for the world to blow up without Vogan, prosthetic Nick Putin. Gumby will get the reference. Okay.
Yep. Now I finally read the books.
Beet beer, man.
Oh yeah.
It just I think makes Daddy sense. G's behind us a little bit.
Yeah.
Talking about the beet beer. Cake's on a trolley. Ford's on a trolley. Yeah, Putin, man. He's a lonely, lonely man. Ain't too many people like...
but he's got one
really,
buddy.
Well, yeah, I mean, what a... Mirilardo? man, I tried so hard not to think about that bag of shit. But he keeps rearing his ugly head. Now, the media loves him, man. They still love him. Even though they hate him, they love him.
Oh, yeah.
It's like those dopey gals in Congress. These people won't stop talking about him. It's like, what the fuck? What are you giving them? You're giving them more airtime, man. They're morons. Ignore them. They'll probably go
exactly.
away. Oh, maybe not. They ignored Hitler, and look what happened. So, yeah, cut down on Fox News and eat more bananas.
And beets.
And beets.
There you have it. There you have it.
Well, definitely beets, man. Drink beets. Eat beets. Be beets. Be the beets. let's feel the beets, man.
Feel the beats.
Where's the rest of my shit, man? I had some other shit written down. Oh, here we go. Yeah. Oh, shit, man. Wow. Okay. Well, thanks for coming, Dr. Cake and Ford and,
Dr.
and
Cake,
Daddy G
Ford.
And Apple Cake.
Daddy
I don't
G.
know where our
yeah.
old pal Ope is tonight.
Oh.
Hopefully everything's okay in Ope land.
Uh-huh.
Daddy G says, beats make your poop turn red.
Makes your pee turn red. Does it make your poop also turn red? You going to send?
I don't know. I never noticed.
These people in the box.
Somebody was talking about something that made their poop turn green. I was like, wow.
Yeah. It definitely makes your pee turn red.
Nice.
Hospitals had plenty of phone calls for that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because it's red. It's really red. All right.
Well,
thanks for coming, everybody.
It's good for your blood. That's an old wives' tale, isn't it? It's good for your blood.
Beats. What do you mean? It's got to be good for your blood. It's good for everything.
Yeah.
Wards off dementia. Lowers your blood pressure. If it lowers your blood pressure, it's got to be good for your heart.
There you go. Yeah. Maybe old wives
you're onto
right.
something here, man. The discovery of the miracle food, man. All right. Thanks for coming, everybody. in the booth. Yes. Yeah, like, Daddy G's thanking me for the plug, which was like 5 minutes ago. He's way behind. But you're welcome, sir. Anytime. And on the show here, my illustrious co-host, Professor R.J. Gummy, the Sinister Minister, Finance Parking.
Yes.
And
good to be here.
I forget what the cue is going to be. Oh, okay. Yeah. There they are, the Possum Lounge.
With your super
host. Oh, winter's here with all the ice and snow. And the surly slush upon the roof above. The salty spray upon my window makes me wish that I'd replace my wiper blade. My wiper, wiper, wiper blade. My wiper, wiper, wiper blade. My wiper, wiper, wiper blade. I wish that I'd replace my wiper blade. Salty spray from semis that do pass. They turn my windshield into bathroom glass. I turn the knob, but I come to the conclusion that I did not fill up my washer solution. My wiper, wiper, wiper fluid. My wiper, wiper, wiper fluid. My wiper, wiper, wiper fluid. I wish that I'd replaced my wiper fluid. down the expressway 80 mph. I can make out headlights, daylights, frosted shapes. But down by the dash is a clearing where both blades do scrape. I can see fine if I lay on the passenger seat. My whisper, whisper, whisper blade. My whisper, whisper, whisper blade. My whisper, whisper, whisper blade. I wish that I'd replaced my wiper blade. Delay. My wiper. Wiper. Wiper blade. I wish that I'd replaced my wiper blade.
Ah, the book rolled double.
Thank you.
That rocks.
It's a capulia, capulia.
You are correct, sir.
Damn good, Daddy.
Yeah, man. Heywood Banks. And I did.
That's right. The song was written for you.
I got my wife. I got the, man, I'm almost looking forward to driving in the rain. I should have gone out today.
Show that rain.
It rained this afternoon. I should have jumped in the truck, man. Drove around the block and shit with my wipe a blade. Laughing in the face. I know, man. My blades have been fucked up for months. In the winter, too, is a great time for you to have shitty wiper blades, man. And of course, the passenger side works perfectly, right? Always. Perfectly clear. Driver's side, it hits at the top and hits at the bottom, but right in the middle, no. So you got to either look at the top, look through the bottom, or just
use the force.
Try to look through the rain and shit and find the road. Not really. Hopefully.
Okay. Oh, good. Glad you got
one less thing. One less damn thing to worry about.
You might make it for another year.
I'm hoping at least, man. This last set was, they were never good. I got them where I got the oil change. I shouldn't have done that. Got overcharged. Oh, yeah, okay. Now I got a mea culpa. Mea culpa, you a culpa.
Mm-hmm.
Already got a culpa. It's not. It's kind of a mea culpa. Mini mea. So, remember a couple months ago, a couple months ago, I guess, and I reported the theft of Grumpy out of my front yard.
Yes.
My Grumpy, who I consider, one of the greatest actors in the history of cinema.
Uh-huh.
Grumpy the Dwarf from Snow White and Seven Dwarfs.
Uh-huh.
I feel so bad for thinking that one of my neighbors would steal my Grumpy, man.
Uh-huh.
I should be ashamed. I should be ashamed. Because I kept, thinking, I'd see, I'd look at somebody's house and I'd go, oh, their face stole Grumpy. Box upon them. I was putting out all this negative waves on this thing, and I went out with the leaf blower and kind of blew the leaves that were left over from last fall. What's this? Oh, holy shit. Grumpy fell down. See, what happened? Grumpy fell down somehow or blew down or an animal knocked him over. And he got covered with leaves in the fall there, and I thought somebody stole it. You couldn't see him.
And you were giving a stink eye to neighbors and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. It's probably that guy that had the Trump flags out. Oh, I said it! Baby angel got its wings pulled out by the roots. Extremely painful. I apologize, Kenneth. right, but Grumpy
well,
is back.
Grumpy's all right.
Yeah, Grumpy's back.
Right.
I was going to take a picture of him. Let everybody know that Grumpy was okie doke.
So now you know you can hide a body in your yard with the right amount of leaves.
Yike, man.
Only for a season, but...
Well, I hadn't been exercising. I hadn't been getting my steps in. And once I start doing my steps, I got all this energy in the afternoon. So I ended up, I get the leaf blower out and do this and that and start doing the yard work and whatnot. It's too early to garden, but I'll be out there scratching in the dirt next week. Oh. Yeah, I know. Forrest says, now you got to apologize to all your neighbors. I need to go door to door. I'm really sorry. Grumpy's okay, but, you know, no hard feelings. What?
No hard feelings.
Shoot, man. All right. Let's see here. You want to do a quickie?
Oh, yeah, always.
Quickie. Oh, my God, man. They were just, like, stacking up. I really wasn't worrying so much, you know, about the quickies over here.
Yeah.
This is more like a Friday Frank, I think.
Oh, okay. Now you don't understand anyway.
I haven't done a Friday Frank since Lassie was a pup. All right.
I'm powerful hungry. I ain't had but a couple of three breakfasts since morning.
That's a spicy meatball.
There you go.
Kind of a mixed reaction on that.
What are you going to do?
As Daddy G points out, off of the Freak Out album.
Yep.
And I mentioned it. They advertised that fucking shit in Marvel Comics.
Marvel Comics? Yeah.
Yeah. They had ads for the Freak Out album.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Marvel
I'm
Comics.
Not sure if they did other. They might have had one only for the money, too, at one point.
Oh.
Crazy.
That is crazy.
Crazy, man. Crazy. And it's honestly. Another thing is, I've been reading, you know, I'm going through my second childhood reading all these old comic books.
Uh-huh.
There were lots of Nazi ads. And they'd have these pages with all these little teeny little squares that they'd sell for advertising.
Yeah.
And there's lots of, you know, hey, helmet with a swastika on it. Hey, that's good, clean fun. What the hell was that about?
That was a big thing in the 70s, though, wasn't it? Wearing shit like that? Like, bikers always had it.
Yeah, I don't think they meant it as, like, Nazi. Yeah. Just, like, oh, it's cool because it's...
Just weird
style. Daddy G was a Marvel comic collector there.
Oh, I didn't know that. There you go.
Excuse me. You know, they got this basketball shit going on right now. This,
what basketball shit?
March Madness, I guess.
Ah, there you go. Yep.
All the college basketball.
College basketball, yep.
All I know is Jeopardy hasn't been on for a couple of nights now.
Uh-huh.
Starting to Jones from a Jeopardy, man. When are they showing, what happened to what happens to Jeopardy when they're playing the basketball? What's going on?
Got me there. That chick wants that job. That Blossom chick. She really wants that job.
What's going on? Oh, you think so?
Yeah. I read an article where she's practically begging for it.
Oh, I thought that was Sex with Me. That's at Jeopardy?
Take a seat. You could be a winner.
Thank you.
So anyways, no, I didn't know she was that, but she's got another sitcom.
Yeah,
on
and she has a podcast. She says she can do all three. She wants to, this job is the job she really wants.
Well, I guess I like her better than whatever his name is.
Yeah, that guy, yeah.
Poindexter Von Milktoast. Jiminy Jeopardy boy. But, yeah. I don't know. I'm like a really good-looking broad.
Something to look at.
Yeah.
Very sexy something.
Wearing short skirts and stuff.
Yeah. Doesn't have to be smart. Where's Carol Wayne with you here?
What's going on? That's the question. That is the question. What's going on? You know what's going on?
What's going
3
on?
3 minutes. You'll All never right. get back, man. Tonight it's Tales from the Crypt. More comic book related shit. That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
Alright.
Tales from the Crypt. 3 minutes.
Watch out for some boy I need to disrespect like them one, this original Batman. Watch where you this, and watch where you stand, because watch out, and that explode like a nuclear bomb. Tumblers when you see him asleep. Hell, fellas is a game. Hell, I play a fee keep. But it's a plant in the gun. Shut up with me, gun, tall on the deep. And they shot them cheap. And me, you're killing calm. I'm a bungle and hey, boy, the four. I'm
jump on you, gun now where they call name the whippo. Gun no like tongue and me gun no like lipo. Travel pamphlet and can carry fancy po. Heart of reverse, not automatico. Stop it bullet and I'll laugh with my catipo. His future troubles and all your blood zippo. Sing and tell the boy them tears from the creep. Somebody a go weep. If I wake the troubles when you see me sleep. Well, if your life is a game, well, I play for keep. But me to plant and I gonna you should have knew a better. Don't feel this him and now we did a T-Barretta. Pop off me glock all the pores in all your sweater. Couldn't me hear this thing. Or you never knew how man was an assassin. Put my fear playing songs and I know a ding. Shut up from night, go straight back till the morning. Shut up honey, but sweetheart and darling. Sure your design, but I never take warning. Follow your friend among the castle, Martin. Concert of the color, cornel in the ceiling. Sing, say, here's from the creep. Somebody of a weep. If I wake up and shut when you see me sleep. Well, if your life is a game, well, I play the keep. But if you plant, then I concert you. Me not go in the bun, I just be tear off me a bullet. But you look in on me face, I instant death. So me and start him, pull on me gun, start sweat. Boom! And I inform a preacher texting tears from the creep. Somebody of a weep. If I wake up and shut when you see me sleep. Well, if your life is a game, well, I play the keep. If you plant and a concert, hey boy, the poor. Up on you, come now with the call name, the whippo. Come now like tongue and me, come now like a lipo. Tap up and play and can carry fancy po. Heart of reverse, not automatico. Stop bus bullet and all the bus mic a tipo. It's future troubles and all your blood zippo. Sing and tell the boy them say, you're from the creep, somebody you go weep. If a week the troubles when you see him asleep. Well, if your life is a game, well, I play a big keeper. But if you plant in a concert, I'm not a coolie, I'm not a Chinese, I'm not a Japanese, nor a Korean. Man a whole nigger, man gun digger. This future troubles and call the great digger. Shot in the heart and shot in the liver. Pop off me Glock and people start. So God name the time and the place. Life gone to waste. Oh, stop on me belt and me belt hold me waist. This future troubles all shot in your face.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
McDonald's French fries.
Now that was 3 minutes.
That's, I said, I wasn't kidding around tonight, man.
Uh-uh.
Playing with kids over here. Ford says when he hears
3 minutes.
When he hears something like that, he's glad he's getting dementia. He's laying, he's going to lay off the beats and go for
lay
it, man.
Lay off the beats.
Hey, man. Well, like you'd expect, gasoline thefts are on the rise.
Oh, yeah.
As prices rise.
Like
a lot
our
of
boys, our boys in Texas.
Oh, those yeah, those guys. Yeah, the hole in the bottom of the van. But, like, you know, just skipping, pump and skip type thing. I don't even know how you can get away with that.
How do you do that?
You got to give them a credit card.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, it's siphoning tanks and whatnot and everything like that. Yeah. Sheesh. So, anyway, just, you know, be aware of that.
You're going to look out for that. Especially you, Decker. I mean, you just got new wipers, man. Make sure no one's siphoning your gas.
I know. You're going to see those new wipers and think, that guy's probably got a tank full of high gas. The hose. I bet you've got a Grumpy in the front yard, man. Drive by Grumpy. Snatch that bad boy.
Yep, there you go.
All right. Now, if you're in, let's see, where is this? York County, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And you get a summons to court, and it's, like, dated for, like, 2012 or something. authorities said just ignore that. Never mind. It's not like no penalty for not having a time machine. They just fucked up and sent up a bunch of summons and shit with, like, weird dates on it for some reason.
All right.
Yeah, like, summons for, like, 10 years, you know, 10 years old. Things like that. Stuff like that, as they say. Stuff like that.
Stranger.
Well, that was the thing. Ford says, yeah, what are you going to do in your next cross-state gig? With the gas, you know, the price of gas. Well, this guy, I took this gig in Cleveland, about a month ago. Hooked it up for next weekend. And I figured I could stay up at my number one son's pad and have a nice visit with him and the young lady. You know, all nice. And make a little scratch. But when we set it up tentatively, and then he called back when we crossed the T's and dotted the I's, and I said, hey, man, could you throw in an extra 50 for gas? And I just had a hunch, like, this is going to be a good move, man. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Should pay for the gas. That should pay for the gas. It should be, like, all profit.
Nice. Money. All right. Good. See it.
You got to ask for, if you're going to Cleveland, you got to ask, especially, man, with a gas. Yeah. I pay $4.09 for gas, gallon of gas. I bought high,
My boss just gave me a 20. I just came home from work, and he called. He had the keys to the shop.
Mm-hmm.
So I just drove down there to let him in. He ended up giving me a 20 for you. Gas money. Gas, there you go. It's like a 12-minute ride. He gave me 20. Thanks, man.
Nice.
He says, help yourself to some cigars tomorrow. I go, you know I will. Beauty. Love my job.
No, not the gas money from my kid, Ford, to be clear, from the client that I'm going to see.
That too. It sounded like that at first. Yeah.
Okay, no, from the client. I'm doing a gig for, I said, an extra 50.
Which is the right thing to do. You know, he didn't have to, you know, but it was good. It was right for him to do that. It's good.
I should have asked for it, you know, in the front.
Yeah, but
still,
it was better this way. Still,
Putin hadn't entered Ukraine yet, so.
There you go.
What's going on, again, I ask?
What's going on?
What's going on, man? What's going on? This guy has this podcast, and every time somebody joins his chat room, he goes, what's going on? Like, what's going on, Apple Cheeks Alice? What's going on?
Okay.
I was watching this thing. It was late at night because I'm trying to get some baseball rumors and whatnot. And he just, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on? Jeez. Will you quit saying what's going on for the love of all that's holy, sir? Anyway. I rant on. Okay, here's a...
good reason.
Yeah, what's going on with that? All right. Did you see... I don't know why this didn't make bigger headlines, man. Number one, the United States Senate agreed 100%. Everybody voted the same way on a bill this week. Did you see that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. The entire Senate, every member of that Senate, Republican and Democrat, voted to forget about switching the clocks back. That fall back thing, fuck that. We're done with that.
Yep.
Daylight savings time from here out, babies.
I didn't know it was 100%. That's pretty good, man.
Well, that's the Senate. It's still got to be passed by the House. Plus, I think there's a year to transition.
Yeah.
So.
It's going to happen in 23. But
we might have to change.
I didn't know there was going to be... there's still another one to go by. I heard they're going to stop it.
House will pass that, man. It's time has come.
Yeah, good.
Get rid of the Electoral College. Maybe we're on a roll there.
Nah.
But Actually, I did not know this, but the United States tried permanent daylight savings time in the 70s for a couple years. It didn't work out.
Oh, I didn't know that. Never heard
of
that before.
There was a lot of complaints about accidents in the morning. People getting up, kids getting run over and shit on their way to school and whatnot. And then Watergate came along, and I think Bob Dole said, let's go back to daylight savings time.
Do it later.
Yeah, so they went back after Nixon resigned. So they brought it back, man. That's a dopey thing to do. So this time I hope they just forget about that.
Especially the guns, yep.
Yeah. Speaking of which, how about some gun control? Throw some gun control in there. And while everybody's voting.
Yeah, throw it in the mix. Yeah.
Get rid of some of these guns, man.
We're on this logical thing going here.
Thinking, if you start thinking straight all of a sudden. It is stupid. It's stupid, Sport says. You are correct, sir. Oh, wait a minute. We need the entertainment. Okay. Have you seen? I don't follow the hip hop top celebrity shits, right?
Yeah.
But I keep seeing this. Now, of course, you got your Kanye West, who's now what? Yay. Or something?
Yeah.
They can change it to Yay.
Oh,
yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Now, why?
And he broke up with Kim, who's seen naked, Kardashian. Yeah. And she's going out with that creepy Pete Davidson guy from Saturday Night Live.
Oh, that guy? Jesus Christ. That is a creepy fucker.
I know. He's like... He sleeps with, like, all the, you know, the hottest women. And he looks like he lives in a coffin. Like he's some kind of undead celebrity or shit.
I didn't know he was a bit of a ladies' man.
Fuck, man, he's all over that shit.
Yeah, he is a creepy looking fuck.
I know. So anyway, he stole Kanye's old lady. Have a big fight, but I don't know if this is related or not. He was supposed to go up in the next rocket, the next Bezos rocket.
Who,
but for some reason,
Kanye?
Pete Davidson.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He was supposed to go up in the next flight, but he's out now. So I don't know if that has anything to do with Yay. Or Nene.
Yeah.
But hey, we're talking about this in this video, and they're gushing over this Kanye guy. Oh, yeah, of course they love Kanye. Well, Kanye, that goes without saying, fucking genius.
Yeah,
that guy
yeah.
can't even fucking read. He can't read. He's illiterate. I don't know.
I don't tell you.
He's fucking illiterate. What the fuck? All
right. I'm looking at your boy Maury Amsterdam right now.
Maybe he's not a liar. Maybe that's that other guy. Yes. Never mind. I take
he
it
He just
back.
Seems that way. He just seems that way.
No, who's the illiterate guy? Was that the other guy? The pedophile rapper. Mickey Kubinski.
No,
what's his name?
I'm trying to think of the pedophile one. Is he the one that pees on little girls?
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, go back to Maury Amsterdam. He's more interesting.
Nah,
you
got
on Maury.
That's all. I just see Maury.
Oh, because, you know, I got my mini Maury shrine, man. I got my Maury Amsterdam 78 records. I got 33 and a third comedy album. I got his hilarious mixed drink book. And a pre-printed autographed picture of Maury.
Jesus Christ.
Oh yeah.
That's some museum you got there.
I'm a big fan of the Maury. but
it's a good thing you have family, man. If you were alone and you kick, people would look at your crib there and see all this shit. I wonder what's the matter with this guy.
Yeah, but neither of them got the bug like I did to collect
yeah.
shit. They don't give a fuck. They're just going to go like, you know, have some guy come in and go, well, I don't know, how much you give me for that giant pile of comic books that's like, you know, sitting there. Oh, $200? Yeah, I'll take it. Haul it out of here. As long as I don't have to carry it, that'll be number one, son. As long as I don't have to carry them fucking boxes again.
Oh, well.
Museum. All right. Where are we at here? Okay. Oh, this was funny. That Tom Brady guy, quarterback
yeah.
there. You know, he's retired a couple times. He came back. He was, I guess he's with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers
yeah.
as their quarterback, and he announced his retirement. So a guy pays $500,000, 500,000 clams
yeah.
for Tom Brady's last touchdown pass, the football, the actual physical football.
Jesus Christ. $500,000.
Tom Brady decides to come out of retirement. I changed my mind.
Good, good. Fuck that guy. Spending money like that.
You talk about a fool and his money. Holy jeez. Man.
Man, look at this.
An autographed rookie card of Brady sold last June at auction for $3.1 million.
God damn.
And the football used in his first career touchdown sold for $400,000 last May. So $500,000 seems pretty reasonable, except for the fact that now it's just another football.
Pretty much.
That he threw a touchdown with.
Unbelievable. Meanwhile, there's children starving.
Oh, fuck the children. Fuck the children.
I want a baseball card. A football card.
Want a football card or a football?
I want a football.
Yeah, I want football over there. let's see. That's not that interesting. Oh, Animal World. Here we go.
We like the Animal World.
This is, Florida swim team was practicing, but their practice was interrupted by an alligator in the pool. Oh, imagine that.
That's got to be expected.
The Lake County Sheriff's Office said, Monteverde Academy reported an alligator crashing the swim team practice. So they got him out, taped his mouth shut, took him out, removed the tape, released him on his own recognizance. Apoka. So good luck to the gator, man. He didn't know.
Nope.
They don't know. I mean, you can't.
Yeah, he didn't know.
It's like when you're going to kill the tiger if he kills a man. No, man. They don't know. They're just being animals.
No.
Yeah. They're not hugging. They're not holding a grudge.
No, he just wanted to go for a swim.
Time for a swim. Maybe,
yeah.
maybe a little nosh. You know, I don't know. All right. And this, I don't know anything about sheep, okay?
Yeah.
But this is a sheep was lost in the wild for 6 years, and they found it, and they sheared 88 pounds of fleece off of it. 88
okay.
pounds. Which is
88
like,
pounds, that's a lot.
This poor
yep.
thing. Yeah, this is all matted and shit. So do sheep do this in nature? Like,
is this an old one? Was this recently? Because we've done this before. I mean, they found one like that and had a...
Yeah. Yeah, no, this
how
is a new
does
one.
How that happen? Yeah.
But yeah, do they do that in the wild? Just grow until they die or something? Or
yes, they do. They
can't move?
Weigh them down and shit, yeah.
What the fuck, man? Thank God for domesticating sheep, or the
uh-huh.
sheep would have to live a terrible life, I guess.
Think of that tomorrow when you get your hair cut.
Oh, doing it myself, man.
Yep. It's the way to do it.
Stick my head over the toilet and run them shears.
That's what you do. I guess so. There's no more newspaper laid down around the floor.
No.
I guess you got to throw it right over to Josh.
Just do the bare floor, you know, get everything out of the way so you sweep it up. But, you know, just try to aim it over the toilet, man. See, most of it goes straight in there. That's pretty gross.
Yeah.
I flush first.
I should
throw
it with my junk mail.
Yeah. What's that? Your junk mail?
Junk mail, where you get the, almost like a newspaper type shit you get. I always lay that down and shave over that.
Oh, I see. I thought you flushed it down the toilet. I'm thinking, what?
No.
Sounds like Uncle
hair.
Popo. Yeah. Mutual of Omaha.
Bobo. Getting rid of
it. Yeah.
Getting rid of the evidence.
The good old days.
All
right. And finally.
Yes.
Let's see.
Another animal.
There we go. Nope. Ending with a poop story. That's right, kid.
Okay.
Steres Therapeutics, a biotech company, has opened a donor collection facility to collect poop for cash.
Oh.
In Arizona.
Poop for cash.
Yeah, all you listeners out in Arizona. The company operates Good Nature. It's I don't know what it, but they want poop donations because they want to study poop. And they're looking for healthy adults, 18 to 50. See, I'm out of the league there.
I was going to tell you to send your poop to them.
I know, because I'm pooping in a box anyways. Right? Yeah, I can make some money on it. But you don't want no gastrointestinal disease, which I think I'm cool. Not pregnant, cool. Don't smoke, cool. Normal weight, I'm overweight, and, you know, alcohol, plus I'm too old. So. Anyway, you guys in the range there. You must be able to donate poop 3 to 4 times a week. So regularity is a plus. Yeah, you gotta be. You gotta have, shit going on.
I'd have trouble with that one because the kratom is really quirking up the back door.
Oh, I see. Yeah, $1,500 a month, man. Nothing to sneeze at.
Whoa, yeah.
I get you a couple tanks of gas.
Professional pooper.
Yeah, why not? There you have it.
Don't stop me. No, no.
Now, back to our show.
I keep my fist raised up, full time against the world. Sometimes for the family, sometimes for the girl. Yeah, you think I learned my lesson? I'm a man who's been around, but I could never keep that middle finger down. I can never keep my luck.
Hey.
No possums were carnivorous.
Classic.
Hey. The Dropkick Murphys, man.
Dropkick Murphys.
Quincy Mass, huh? That is close to Canada. Canada. No Molsons tonight, man. I went to the supermarket.
You say Quincy, Mass? My brother used to live there.
On Quincy, Mass? There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a small world.
There you go.
So I'm in a... I was doing all my stuff, like get my to-do list, chopping my to-do list up.
It
was on St. Paddy's Day. And I didn't realize it was St. Paddy's Day. I was in the art supply shop, and this gorgeous woman came in with short shorts on.
Hot damn.
And I mean some nice legs.
If I
remember, she wasn't wearing any green at all. I think I had a legal right to do a little ass grabbing over here. Had I known, it was St. Patrick's Day.
That's right.
Man, it was like the first day of really warm weather, and it was like, oh boy, there they are.
Gotta love these chicks, man. I can't wait for that first day.
The guy working her pounced on her when she came in the door. Can I help you, ma'am? She had some legs. But the other thing was I went to get beer, knocking that off the list, because that's always on the to-do list for some reason. And
that always gets done.
They didn't have fucking Molson Canadian or my backup MGD, Miller Genuine Draft. I had to buy Modelo's, which are expensive. So, I don't know, man. Our beer supply chain is getting shaky. Getting worried.
Well, that's it. Everyone buying it up for St. Paddy's Day.
Oh, that could have been.
You bought that shit right up.
I did not think of that. But I did think of a polka.
Nice. We need one.
If I knew where I hid it. It's somewhere in here.
Check under the leaves with Grumpy.
This is it. No, that ain't it. That ain't it. That ain't it. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Okay. Now, first day of baseball, spring training games today.
Yeah.
Fort Prefix, Blue Jays won. My Pittsburgh Pirates beat the Yankees. Can't
Red
be bad.
Day.
Fucking egg. And I was able to watch it on my big screen TV in my easy chair.
Nice.
Oh, this is preseason, you know, they don't care.
Yeah.
So, last Friday, I was looking up for the Pittsburgh Pirates polka. Couldn't find a good one. And he looked up for a Blue Jays polka.
Okay.
And he couldn't really find one. But he did find polka by Bob and the Blue Jays, which has nothing to do with baseball.
Close enough,
it's pretty good. It's got a wacky sax in there, man. Bob and the Blue Jays. You get that right, Jack.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Stan Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
big, massive dumps.
There he is.
Dumps.
Hell of a polka.
That was a beauty, man. Thank you, Ford. I don't know if I credited Ope with the windshield wiper thing, but that was cool.
Oh, that was an Ope line? All right.
It's an Ope.
I dig that. That was a good one.
I was talking about having that on my to-do list. A couple of St. Patrick's Day related items.
Okay.
Probably cross off the list here. A Michigan eatery celebrated St. Patrick's Day with the world's largest Irish coffee.
Oh.
They attempted the Guinness World Record by mixing 550 gallons of Irish coffee.
550 gallons. Jesus.
412 gallons of coffee. 69 gallons of Tullamore Dew whiskey. Ew. 190 pounds of sugar. Brown sugar. I don't know. Brown sugar. 69 gallons of cream. Dag nab. That's
what
an Irish coffee. A giant mug. They built a giant mug to hold giant, because it's one it's like one cup of coffee. See?
Yep.
All right. Well, good for them. And this next one, it has to be made up. A Wisconsin woman collects one four-leaf clover a day. For 258 days. For 258 days. In a row. A fucking four-leaf clover. Which people search for their whole lives. And they were fine.
Wow.
What the hell?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
That can't. Oh, no. 112 days, straight days. I'm sorry. No. 258 consecutive days. What the fuck? That's impossible.
Nuts.
No. I reject it.
Just find one a day. Nah, I ain't buying any.
What's going on, I ask? What's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on with those four-leaf clovers, man? I don't get it. Well, maybe someday.
Pulling our legs, they are.
What a crazy town, man.
Not to mention it's a waste of fucking time anyway. We're searching around for a four-leaf clover.
Well, you never know how lucky she is, man. Could be very, very lucky. All right, how about, let's see here.
Oh.
GT ain't here, man. GT's not here, man. All right. Yeah, we used to do that when we were little kids, too, at Apple Cheeks as a grandma's, at our grandmother's house in the backyard, man. We'd be looking for four-leaf clovers. Nobody ever found a four-leaf clover.
No such thing. No such thing.
Now, my sister, who's now the QAnon sister, she used to get three-leaf clovers and take the one petal off and, like,
lick it.
Lick it, you know, so it stick to the rest and fake four-leaf. That's probably where that whole conspiracy thing started, man.
So you
fake four-leaf clovers.
I think that's what this woman's been doing. A little gorilla glue on the fucking thing.
Modelo. Ford says to check under my grumpy. For a four-leaf clover. He could be onto something there. You never know what could be growing under there. Ew. Decaf for apple cheeks. What's going on, man? What's going on with No Jeopardy? What the fuck is that, man? What's going on with that?
You're jonesing, man.
I'm like putting everything in the form of a question. What the hell, man? What is Modelo?
Winner.
All right. Well, thanks for coming, everybody. It was, it wouldn't be a thing without you. Gotta have somebody to annoy.
Charles Nelson Reilly, the little ditty you did in the beginning.
I know, that just kind of flew past the radar. I said, hey, let's give CNR a tip of the hat.
I still
want to
see that one-man show you're talking about.
Oh, dude, it's the best. It's the best. You'll laugh, you'll cry, it'll become a part of you. It made Bogey cry.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he's been to the joint. All right, man. Well, thanks for coming, everybody.
Thank you, Possums.
Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Energize
that thing.
Energize. Got a little trouble with the transporter over here. Any time now. Hey! I thought I had something. I don't got nothing. So,
Got nothing.
I got nothing, man. Do this one.
Bye bye, baby.
Yeah.
Bye bye, baby.
Yeah.
Bye bye, baby.
Yeah.
Bye bye, baby.
Yeah.
Bye bye, baby.
Time to say goodnight. We sincerely appreciate your patronage and hope we've succeeded in bringing you an enjoyable evening of entertainment. Please drive home carefully and come back again soon. Good night.
Missed it by that much.
It's a long way. There
you do it again. I like it.
I thought you
and
had that
scene.
Of money.
There you go. classic. Tommy!
It's Life of Riley, man. Looks good. I want to see it, man. It's not showing anywhere.
Life of Riley?
Yeah.
What? Which one?
The one with Charles Nelson Riley.
The Life of Riley. I'm sorry. We were talking. Yeah. Charles Nelson Riley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, not streaming anywhere. I wonder if YouTube has it.
Maybe I can, I think it's got sections of it.
Oh, okay.
But it's kind of worth watching the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah.
If you can't find it, I'll mail you my DVD.
Yeah, I'll eventually see it. I don't even know what happened to my DVD player.
Which I got directly from Charles himself.
There you go.
That's before it was real. Before the movie was released, they couldn't get it. They couldn't get a company, that distributor. And so they couldn't legally sell the DVDs. So they sold a T-shirt and then gave you a free DVD with the T-shirt.
Okay. All right.
So I got it before it was released anywhere. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is pretty sharp. I like that idea.
And I also learned you'll never get laid in a Charles Nelson Riley T-shirt. So we've learned anything tonight.
There you go.
There you have it.
I love it.
It's the truth. It's been lab tested. So, I realized at the end of the night, oh dear Lord, I'm wearing my Charles Nelson Riley T-shirt. I'm doomed as doomed could be.
Oh man.
Yeah, well, you'll have that. All right, man.
Yes.
Got a Monday in you?
Yeah.
Monday?
Yeah.
Send more shit, man. I need more shit.
Okay. All right.
I'm lazy,
I like that,
man.
Spotify. Shit comes up in Spotify. I'm like, hey, that's good possum. I got to find some more funny ones. But actually, we got Ford and
Post
sending funny shit.
Whatever the fuck, man. Just make a possum. You can put a little kazoo in there.
Yeah.
All right. Take it away, Lurch.
This has been a Filmways presentation.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!